I'd like to open this group conscience with a moment of silence for the addict. Serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. All right.
I'm Maria, I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. And these are the 12 traditions of NA. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. 2. For our group conscious, there is but one ultimate authority. A loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. 4. Each member should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. 6. An NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 10. NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. NA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thanks, Marie. Have one announcement. I'm an addict. My name's Joseph. Everybody. Bill has been doing a taping. The policy meeting that ran three tapes, you can get all three tapes for $7. Every other tape is... $3 each.
During the tape, can we, you've got available tapes, right?
Right. Bill also has a set of the tapes this past World Service Conference in May. Anybody want it? Doesn't pick up tapes here. Needs to order them within a month.
A couple months.
2 months. Okay.
Speaker meetings. I won't give those out. I'll keep those. I don't. This is our speaker.
But the workshop tapes, subcommittee tapes, the set of 12 tapes for the World Service Conference this past one. Something special has to be done to those, and to get a full set of them, it's $54. The address will be available. Because the number of tapes has to be increased on those, and that includes postage.
If you buy any of my tapes, it's got my address on them, so can't call me. You got your money.
He's really made a special effort. The man called down and wanted a guarantee of a number of tapes, and we told him that We couldn't give him a guarantee that we appreciated it. He's brought all this on himself. He called back again and said, well, he'd come down, you know, make his tapes available at 4:50. Then he got down here and got involved, and Thanksgiving was over, and got in the Christmas spirit and said he'd make them available for 3:50. And then something happened. He's, now they're $3 each. The thing is, we were thinking these tapes are real good to take written material back to our communities, take tapes of workshops and things back to our communities, as well as taking something back in our things up here. So that's getting the message back to the groups and the areas and the regions that might help better carry the message. So I really appreciate the effort.
Let me say this. Tapes aren't going to go any cheaper than what they are. If there's some tape that you want right now, try to get them ahead of time. Cause I'm not going to run up 30 tapes of each one, you know, because I've got to go back and erase the things and all that right there. And I might not get it all off, but I'll get somebody else to pay for this. You know, another tape, and come in there and got a little of this NA on. What the hell is this? I've never done it in NA at all. Anyway. Now, I believe a little stuff off. I mean, they call me. I'm screwed up on these things. Send it back. Depending on what I erase. But if you come up here and order them a little bit early, I appreciate it. It'd make a lot easier on me. Because I've got to leave Sunday. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll be up at 5 o'clock. I feel sorry for people.
Oh. Thanks, Phil. All right. Purpose of this consciousness is to see what we've done today, see where all the workshops are, the subcommittees are, what needs to be done, and where our priorities, because we've got, you know, we've just got a day and a half. See where the interest is and the direction that you people want to go to see what kind of work you won't complete it or along further along the line. And that's the purpose of this. And do you have a question? Well, we're going to ask the subcommittee chairperson or representative to come up and make a report on where they are, how much time they need tomorrow, and then we're going to see what the priorities are and what we need to take care of, or y'all want to take care of. And well, we'll start over here and ask Larry North to come up and start us off, please.
Attic. I got a full written report here. That's about what we've done so far. The agenda that we have set out last night, I'd say we have accomplished about 10%. We still have a lot more to go. Hope it goes a little faster tomorrow. I hope that, I do hope that each and every one of those who were involved this evening could please show up and participate tomorrow. And I say I appeal to you, especially those who worked with it this evening, please try to make that. We're going to try to do this. I'll listen to him later. At 10 tomorrow morning. And then we have, I believe, scheduled 3, and we'll wrap up sometime later, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, maybe. It's not in keeping with you wanting to plan, but Mm-hmm. We're probably the only ones that will go in that room because it's cold. Thank you. I needed that.
Well, Larry, what do you request for 10 o'clock when?
Tomorrow morning. And I believe you already had it scheduled for 3. And what we don't complete at that point, I hope we can reconvene sometime later tomorrow evening, like 9, to wrap it up. The reason I ask, and many of you who have worked in these type conferences before, the reason I ask for those who were there this evening and were participating to encourage those people to please, you know, come back tomorrow is because we have already gone through the more difficult part, and that's educating each other with who the hell we are and getting through the stumbling blocks of getting through that process of just coming to an understanding of how we exchange with each other. If we were to start again tomorrow at 10 with a whole fresh new bunch of people, we would then go through 3 hours of educating each other as to who we were. I think that same group that we had this evening, if we were to go in tomorrow morning at 10, we already have that feel. We already have that communication thing worked out now. And I think we can accomplish in a couple hours tomorrow what would have taken 6 or 10 hours. I think we can accomplish a whole hell of a lot more in a much shorter period of time. And time is, you know, one of the more important, when your time is as limited as it is in these 3-4 days that we have. Brevity is important. To come informed is important. Most of the material we're going over has been duplicated and distributed. If you get a chance tonight, please read it. Then we can be brief and we can be concise and to the point. As I say, those who were there this evening are pretty well adapted now as to the direction we want to go in. And we can accomplish a lot, a whole hell of a lot more, much faster. So I appeal to you who were there this evening, you know, please, you know, come back tomorrow morning, and I think we will amaze ourselves at how much we can accomplish when we put our mind to the step-by-step procedure that we finally developed, and it will work well. At 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon is when we hopefully will be able to take those special little groups that are working on special little projects and input all of that and exchange those ideas. And hopefully then by 9 we will have finalized whatever efforts we're going to come up with this at this meeting this weekend. Thank you. I love you all.
Thanks, Larry. Paige?
Everybody, my name is Paige. I'm an addict. I understand we're going to be holding elections in a minute for King of N.A. and also for the higher power of N.A. I understand the nominees are Bo, Greg, and Joseph, and so... well, Jim's nominated at the last moment. Huh? Yeah, okay. That's me. I'm a fool. What we've done in Lit Committee so far is we've got 11 pamphlets, which are sponsorship, use of medication in recovery, just for today, youth in recovery, 10-step journal, 4-step guide, triangle of self-obsession, for the newcomer, starter kit, revisions to the white booklet, and acceptance, faith, and commitment. Those are, I say pamphlets, 11 pieces that we have in a final form, okay? As to the state of that final form, that's yet to be determined. I feel like probably 7 out of those 11, maybe 8 or 9, are good enough just to read and you know, clap about. Yeah, this is good. A couple of them might need some more work. They might not. I don't know. I really can't say. Now, in workshop right now, oh, wait, we have 12. The 45 questions pamphlet was completed. So we won up to them. I understood after we decided to go for 45 that their 44 questions is actually a service-related pamphlet, and that their question pamphlet is 40 questions. So any day now we can expect AA to write 46 questions. Are you and I talking? So a couple of those are still being typed, so if anyone... quick and efficient. We have some half-asses on the typewriters right now. So if anybody that's quick and efficient wants to come down and type some, feel free after this thing. We have this in workshop right now, I believe, because the people are not present here, a doctor's overview, which is four parts taken from a San Diego newsletter written by a doctor. That one of our doctor participants, member, addict, and other people are working on right now, and also a little pamphlet on service and the benefits thereof, or something like that, is being worked on, and it's the first draft of it's been typed, and so they're going to workshop that tomorrow morning when we meet in here at 11:30. We'll be meeting in this room at 11:30, and I do know that. We will be in here at 11:30 tomorrow. Hopefully we can get through this in 2 hours, okay? But you really just can't ever tell. So we'll do what we got to do to get what we got to get out. You know what I mean? And that's about all, I guess. Is there any questions on anything? Bill. Hi, Bill. Do you know, well, get with me after this and let's get the original of that, the overview thing out of San Diego, okay? Because we'll type that up tonight, late night. Okay, and I appreciate all y'all, and I thank Memphis for putting this on. It really helped a lot. And I think we, as well as sending a copy of these tapes to Chattanooga, we ought to do like someone suggested and send them, send the California a setup.
Thanks, Paige. Jim? Maddox? And I was a stand-in substitute for Public Information Subcommittee. And I'll get to that first because we're done. What we're going to do. We moved to utilize, well, the first thing we did was decided we were a subcommittee meeting, WSC Public Information Subcommittee meeting. We moved to use the outline that was presented to the fellowship as input to the conference last year, the World Service Conference, as a guide to be filled in for a proposed new public information kit to be distributed to the fellowship. Then we started work on that and got some real good work done. But we couldn't finish anything to be really sent out for review or approval, and decided then to send all the input that we had, including that and any other input that's available in the WSCPI subcommittee, to each of the regions so that the regions can work on it. And we also moved to have a conference at some time to finalize our work on, to write, compile a new public information kit. And that's the status of public information. We're done. We don't need any more time. But anybody who's interested in working on public information and supplying any more new input, if you get with myself or the secretary of this meeting that we had, which is Kathy from Ohio, Kathy from Steubenville, Caddis, Ohio, we'll include that input. That's all for public information. You want me to do the other now too?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Jim Manatic. And to my first love, our workshop on periodicals and newsletters stopped in order to come here and ask for more time. Okay? We just got started, and it's real exciting down there. There's more newsletters than ever been in the fellowship. We now have a recovery magazine. The subcommittee formed to administer the publishing of a monthly magazine on Recover the NA Way wants to hold an input workshop for guidelines here during the periodicals and newsletters workshop. We haven't even talked about the magazine yet. We've had some real exciting reports from all the newsletters, and we haven't got to the questions that people have that are forming new newsletters now. I would say we didn't even talk about how much more time we wanted. But I would say we need more than an hour and a half tomorrow, more like 4 to 6 hours, 4 hours at the bare absolute minimum. 11:30 to 3. 11:30 to 4 and then 4:30. 11:30 to 4:30. We'd like that. I think we can. 1:30 to 6:30 has been suggested. Do I have any more bids? I can't see that for the glare. There's a lot of literature people who want to participate in that, and the literature chairman has asked that we change from 1:30 to 6:30, and I don't think that looks okay. 1:30 to 6:30 is what we'll ask for. There's an awful lot of stuff happening. There's an awful lot of stuff happening. Come to the newsletters and periodicals. You know, it's a new exciting thing. 1:30 to 6:30. Thanks, Jim. That's correct. As soon as this is over, as soon as the scheduling thing's over, we're going to go back. We decided to go back and get in the workshop.
What does that do to policy people? They're the stepchild. Did you come to the mic and say that? You know, one of the purposes that is where you people think the priorities are, you know, where the effort needs to be. Thanks, Jim. Bo?
Well, I feel like you should share in this one. Now, I'll address the structural service ad hoc that was scheduled this morning. My name's Bo, and I'm Nat.
Hello.
Everybody, it's real good to be here. This is the best I've ever seen. Y'all, the founders of Narcotics Anonymous. Joe thought I was going to handle it, and I hoped that he would handle it, except I didn't even hope that because I didn't check my schedule, and I got up. We went into the thing on the Convention Guidelines Committee, and that went real, real good, see, and it stopped right when the other one was supposed to start, and I didn't even know it, so I went out and got something to eat because I'd skipped breakfast. Right at about 2 o'clock, I found out that it was supposed to have been meeting, and it immediately left where I was and came running down the halls and didn't even close my damn briefcase, and naturally there was nobody there, and fortunately, you know, all was not lost. I just apologized to the group that, you know, anybody that did show up and met the fault promptly. And the subject of the ad hoc committee that was supposed to research the service structure of anything of a spiritual or religious nature, which might include AA or GA or any damn thing at all. There has been some work done on that, and I think that the input will be clear and brief and discussable, and we can get something typed up and, you know, put it into the packet from this get-together. And, you know, maybe get a little bit more input, but it's reasonably clear. And one thing that I knew at the moment that that motion was made and carried at the World Service Conference last May was that that research has already been done in the early 70s, and it was done in preparation for the NA3, and anything of value was already in the NA3, which has been degraded by people that didn't really know what they were doing back then. And that's my guess or opinion or whatever. But there were some changes made. There were some things that need to be set straight, and so we'll be there in the morning and address that. And that's just that. That's all I can say about it, unless Joe's got something else to say. Plus, I feel awkward because it was supposed to be last year's administrative subcommittee. And there's two members, you know, other than Joe and myself, that should be, one of them should be providing the direction and guidance for this work, and they're otherwise occupied. And, you know, and probably well occupied. I mean, they're, anyway, without going all into that, maybe whatever needs to be done can be done simply and directly in that regard. But I apologize again for forgetting. Do you want me to do the convention guidelines thing real quick? Okay. My name's Bo and I'm an addict. You know, I missed one, so I also made one this morning. And we had a go around the table, you know, ideas, concerns, and I kept writing down, you know, what people would bring up, like bumper stickers at conventions, use of the NA logo, distribution of funds, bidding requirements, and all this stuff. And we had to get some copies made. We had a fairly good report from the chairman of the World Convention in Milwaukee, Steve C. And that was read with, you know, handheld copies. And after that reading, we took in a little bit more input and just presented a plan of action wherein that letter would be typed, the input would be typed, and we passed around a list for people that wanted to be members of that ad hoc subcommittee and participate in that work. I went out of there just floating because, you know, there's been no real activity in that ad hoc subcommittee all year, or ad hoc committee. I didn't necessarily think there was going to be until this morning, you see. And then I'd like to thank especially Cindy, who helped go over the material, and Robin, who typed the material, which is now available, and we have, you know, this members list, so we've already passed out copies to people on that list and have other copies. If you're attended that workshop and haven't got a copy of Steve's letter and the items of input, you can see me right after this thing closes. We got extra copies down in the room. And it looks like we may do what needs to be done in the 2 hours allotted tomorrow. And if not, then we'll compile that input and send it out to people on the list and get their response that way and be able to complete the work, I'd say, within the next 30 days or so before the first of the year. And that's the progress on that. So we'll, that's the deal. Are there any questions? I'll say this because it may have kind of gotten lost in the shuffle there. The people that input to all of this, their concerns, have been listed. Okay, we went through all that data, and the first concern, let's say distribution of funds, was number one. So anything else that came in was added to that as one item. Item number one. And then item two and so on through all the data. So all we'll have to do is go to item one, where does this fit into Steve's letter, and change his into the guidelines. You know, take out the personal references, and it covers about everything. Just plug in this other thing that the committee members are concerned about, and we can have one form of those guidelines specific to the World Convention, and then take out the stuff that pertains to the World Convention and have a modified form that would be suitable for regional conventions. So it's like two birds with one stone. And I'm just grateful. I think, you know, we had a real good workshop today, and we had a lot of hard work done since then. And I went through my files finally and got all the other stuff, convention flyers and some other stuff that might help tomorrow. But it looks good for getting those guidelines done, whereas it looked horrible yesterday. So I want to thank everybody that's part of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo. Ed?
Ben, I'm an addict.
Hi, Ed.
Old family. Oh, what I was assigned to do was...
Figure that might get it.
Was to do a workshop on regional development. And we had a real good one, and Bill's got a tape available for anybody that, you know, of that workshop. Anybody that wants to do some real good things that came out, you know, about regions and getting them started and, you know, all the doubtful questions that came up. We did, you know, get some good group conscience and some answers and sharing from different members and, you know, some of the fears that they had. You know, they got some good answers, and I don't feel that we need to, you know, take up any more time of this, whatever that word is. I've heard it a lot of times, but my vocabulary has not fitted the word in. Convince? Okay. You know, because I feel that the other priorities, you know, are much more important at this particular time, you know, policy and lit. And I think anything that the workshop didn't turn out, I think the convention thing that Bo's doing, you know, be able to fill in, you know, any of the lacking spots if there is any. You know, is there any questions anybody have? Okay. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you. Sponsorship.
Oh, and I'm an addict. And today, oh shit, I made a mistake. And I got out of bed is what happened. Today in the sponsorship, I said hi. I mean, I said who I am. Hi, Mary. today in the sponsorship workshop, I played a whole tape, and I thought that was what the keywords here are. I thought that was what I was supposed to do. And I was only supposed to play the last 15 minutes of it. And I'm really sorry for anybody who's uncomfortable for sitting through that. But I needed to hear it, so I'm not real sorry. Tomorrow, you know, we addressed sponsorship pretty well today. Tomorrow we wanted to talk about the group's responsibility in sponsorship and giving our newcomers a break. And I'm real grateful to be here. I'm real grateful to be involved in this. I love it.
Is that it? Oh, Jim.
Yeah. My name's Jim. I'm an addict.
Hi, Jim.
Did a workshop on cooperation, not affiliation, this morning at 10 o'clock. And we spent today talking about, it was basically a discussion. We didn't generate any paper. Although I think literature come up with something today that I didn't get a chance to really take a look at. It's an outline for a pamphlet or something on cooperation, not affiliation. Tomorrow we had hoped to get into a discussion of this issue in terms of the treatment centers, you know, our NA's role with the treatment centers and their role with us and how we're different and how we can cooperate, and other professionals as well, agencies, treatment centers. Today it was basically talk about us and AA, you know, and how we cooperate and don't affiliate. Some members got some questions answered, and I think they're going to take that information they got back to their groups and areas, and I believe there was some good information came out of it for those of us who were there and involved, but as I say, we didn't generate any paper, and that wasn't our goal. We'd like to have some time tomorrow, and whatever is up there on the board is fine with me, fine with everybody else. We'd expected to come back at 9:30 or 10 tomorrow morning. That's all.
Thanks, Jim. Anybody see any problems with that schedule, Mark? Anybody that has not registered, please do so with Oliver after this, because we really need it to pull this, pull ourselves out of the hole here at the hotel.
My name's Paige. I'm an addict. We had thought maybe some way to a way to raise money to help finance this thing would be to sell some bootleg approval forms if there is a demand for any. And what we could do is we could take the approval form in our copy machine down there and run off a bunch of approval forms and take the turkey off that flyer and put it on the front of the... They had said something about getting a hand-signed copy of the book to us by Thanksgiving, so maybe we could do one of those and get Bo to sign it and send it out there to them. But what I need to know is, in all seriousness, and by the way, the last time I talked to California, the West Coast and everything, the book's at the printer and it is in the process, all joking aside. I mean, it's here coming, you know, it's on its way. It's just that WSO and everybody out there, this is the first time they've ever done anything like this, whereas, like, Joseph's been doing it for 3 years. And they just don't... And they just don't have much experience with it. No, I mean, seriously, I know the first time we did anything like this, in all honesty, it took a lot of, and y'all saw the great book. I mean, you know, yeah, I know, but they got to do typesetting and all that, and binding and all that, and all that and everything, so. Okay. So anyway, I just want to let y'all know where that is. But is there anybody in the room tonight that would buy one of those for like $5 or $6? Well, you know, for like $1.50 over cost, you know, $1.50 donation over cost. Is there a need to do anything like that? Well, let me see a show of hands. With a turkey? Oh yeah. Okay. All right. We'll work on that. Okay. Just we'll figure out cost and run them at about $1 over cost. Okay.
The special first editions, they still have them available, and they're taking orders, still receiving orders for them, the $25 ones. We hope to duplicate some of those forms and have them available to anybody that wants to, that hasn't ordered one, that might can now. They've got plenty left. Best I can understand, they have orders for 1,300. Special first edition, like 2,500, and 9,500 regular edition, regular first editions. They haven't decided on the price yet. Somewhere upward, somewhere. Jim
and Addie. And I haven't heard it said, and I don't know how many of you know that there's a little bit of flavor around fellowship about this and what we're doing, and it's taken a lot of hard work by some dedicated members in Memphis here, and I just think we ought to all stand up and just show them how much we care for them.
Thanks a whole bunch, because we do care here in Memphis. We're a small NA community here. We're autonomous, and we struggle through. We have our pain and our growth and our personalities that we're going through. But we're here today. I don't think anybody's gotten loaded, so that's a miracle. This mysterious entertainment that we had on the flyer we were going to have every night. It is there. Okay. We do have entertainment as far as we know. Really nice entertainment tomorrow night starting at 10 in the Grand Salon, as far as we know today. Gene did. Is it anything? Does anyone have anything else?
I think there is literature around the hotel available if anyone, several different sources. People might, and some recovery chips and medallions spread all the way around. Get anybody that hasn't read, so we can pass that along to future communities that hold anything or our own, so we have to make things better and grow, to take care of business and have a good time in doing it. It is an important thing that to make a nice packet that we want to give to everyone and also to make available to others in the fellowship, that all workshops, any handouts that you did, we need a good copy of those, and any written material that's come out in final form or approval form, any letters that's been circulating around or anything else that we want to include in this. It's important that y'all take that responsibility and coordinate that with Paige and his people down there in the whatever that is. Swamp rats down there, because we don't want to leave anything out. We'll document and provide any information that anyone might want that might help them. I saw some neat handouts, and I haven't seen any of the originals or copies of them. I've seen them in different people's hands, but we really need that. The whole fellowship does, and we want to take on that responsibility, show our gratitude, to try to make a nice thing. Okay, Bo, you had your hand up. Bo? We're in between. We've got a couple hundred dollars slow right now. Buy those notepads, you know. Take them back and give them away. I don't know. Take your inventory on them or something. And whatever, because we really want to pull out okay here. And there's two tapes that are available that y'all, Nona B, it's an excellent tape. A part of it is really good female sponsorship, and her story is real neat too, and that's available. It's really a neat NA recovery oriented tape. And then the tape from the BBC that they did in England that was broadcast widely in certain parts of the world is an excellent, excellent tape, and that's available. And I don't know how many of y'all have heard that. They brought it over and we re-recorded it on cassette. So it's good PI material there. It's real interesting.
All of them, but I don't know.
On that, we never got a list typed up, did we? Maybe a walk-in meeting list over there, Debbie B, could get something typed up and run off a few copies tonight. Maybe we'll, Gina, slide them under your door like you did last night. Yeah, if anybody that went to two NA meetings in Memphis last night, we had two outside meetings, and both place, neither place, the door was open. No. Just one of those things that happened. So, we hope that well, it was real disturbing, and I personally hope that it wasn't a newcomer that came looking for me. Any other questions? Is there anything else that anyone has?
My name's Carolyn. I'm an addict. And I heard before I came down here a lot of controversy about this conference, convention, whatever. And, I'm real sad about that. And I've got some real strong feelings about controversy and about how disunifying it is for our fellowship. And I've learned something in the past few months, and that's if I just talk about it, words just get lost in air somewhere. But if I write it down, it's heard. And when I go home, probably on the way home, I'm going to write a letter to some folks in an office in California, and I'm going to let them know how I feel about it, because I feel like some real special things happened. And I feel like this conference convention has brought a lot of positives to our fellowship, It's made me feel like we're really a worldwide fellowship. And I'd just like to make a suggestion to anybody that can write, to do it. And I'd be real grateful to give you a piece of paper and a 20-cent stamp. And I mean that. I think that, if we all search our hearts and see how we feel about what happened here and write it down and send it off, I think that maybe that would be a real good idea.
Thanks, Carol. Anything else? We close.